Hello, Mr. Boggs.
Hello. Good morning, Greg.
Good morning. How are you today?
Good.
Thank you very much for the chance to interview you. I really appreciate it.
Good deal.
I guess, can I start by asking, is there anything new with the Pepsi Max Field of Dreams program? Anything new you'd like to share?
Well, absolutely. We've got a big game on the 18th in Rochester, New York, and Johnny Parada of Rochester. We're going to go up against Stephen Catchmark of Washington, D.C. So I'm going to bring a lot of buddies, Ricky Henderson, Reggie Jackson, Pedro Martinez, and Frank Thomas, and along with Johnny Bench and Trevor Hoffman and Fred McGriff and Ozzie Smith. So we've got a great gig going, and Pepsi Max is putting on the show, and all you good people from Rochester, just head on out to any Wegmans and pick up a couple 12 packs of Pepsi Max, and you get a free ticket. So hey, you can't beat that.
Not at all. That's quite the all-star lineup you have there.
Absolutely, yeah. It's gonna be a lot of fun.
I was curious, when you came to the Yankees, it was said that you helped change the Yankees' hitting culture by preaching patience. I was just curious how much of that is true, and were you more vocal about it, or were you just leading by example?
Well, I think that the hitting coach at the time, Rick Down, had that philosophy. And I think when you have somebody come over that exemplifies that, guys sort of tend to fall into that category. And one thing that that we really thrived on was getting the starting pitcher to 90 pitches within 5 innings. And we felt that if we could get in anybody's bullpen, we could we had an opportunity to win. So it worked out very well. We got into a lot of people's bullpen. Yeah,
I remember those days quite well. Speaking of those days, I was curious, you were around when, like, Jeter, Rivera, and Pettit's careers were kind of starting. I was curious what your first impressions of those players might have been when they were just starting out.
Well, you could tell that they were going to be great players from the beginning. Yeah, the way they handled themselves, their work ethic, and their performance from day one. You knew that they were going to blossom into the great players that they are today. And they were very quiet and really didn't enjoy the forefront limelight. And they went about their business and did it professionally. And as it turned out, all three turned out to be outstanding, great players.
I'm curious, Jeter called Joe Torre, Mr. Torre. Did he call you Mr. Boggs?
No, but he always called my wife Mrs. Boggs, so it sort of made me feel old when he'd do that. But I just think that's a respect factor that Derek exemplifies.
I thank you very much. I was curious, what was your approach to hitting? I mean, you're easily one of the top five most patient, best hitters I've ever seen in my time, and I was just curious what your approach to hitting always was.
Well, I took a lot out of Ted Williams's book. Patience and discipline were key factors in getting a good pitch to hit, and walks were part of the repertoire. I mean, four straight 200 hit 100 walk seasons, so when you're on base 300 times, you're going to hopefully eventually score runs. So that was my job as a leadoff hitter when I was in Boston, and led off quite a bit in New York, but mainly second. But I still considered myself a table setter in New York for the guys behind me coming up.
Curious, how was your relationship with Don Mattingly, Donnie Baseball?
Great. I enjoyed the time that I got to play with Donnie in New York, and Donnie was the first person to call me at 12:30 at night when I won my first Gold Glove in '94. So That was extremely rewarding that I had Donnie as a first baseman when I won my first Gold Glove, and actually he was there when I won my second. So I had a great relationship with Donnie.
If I might say, those Gold Gloves were well-deserved. I was quite enamored watching you play third base for us. I'd like to thank you very much for your time.
Great.
Thank you
again. I appreciate it. Okay,
and,
have a good day.
Have a good night, or day.
Thank you.